Now, to finish the show, Connie Orbach's been all in a lather with Dale's question.
Today at work, the safety lady tells me that regular hand soap doesn't kill germs. In fact, that's the reason why after y'all wash your hands for surgery, you do this, so the little boogers will just run off your elbows instead of down onto your fingers. Are you kidding me?
That was a video Dale sent in. And just to explain, when he says surgeons do this, he means when they hold their hands in front of their faces after washing them. I'll be getting onto that question in a moment. But first up, how do you get super clean hands? I asked Cheryl Trendle from the infection control team at Adam Brooks Hospital.
When you're talking about hand washing, the important things to know are when to do it, what sort of soap or what agent to use to wash your hands, and how you do it. And really, of those three, the most important is the good technique, so it's how you do it. Any soap will be sufficient, any soap will work, but it's important that you cover all the surfaces of your hands and you do it for the required length of time. And you need to do it before you touch a patient and after you've touched a patient.
The required length of time? I always thought that just depended on how much of a rush I was in.
Generally speaking, we say between 10 and 30 seconds, about the time it takes you to sing Happy Birthday fairly slowly.
So far, Dale, it sounds like your cleaning lady may have been telling Porky's. What about that gesture, though?
It's just so that they're not tempted to touch anything. So they just hold them where they can see them so they're not touching anything dirty to contaminate them again. Then the water can wash down towards the elbow so that the fingertips, which are the important bits, remain clean. It also lets let the hands drain a bit so it doesn't take quite so long to dry them.
Well, there you go, Dale. There's some method to the madness, but don't ditch the soap just yet. Next week, we'll be defying time with Troy's question.
If you were to live on Jupiter for 50 years and then return to Earth, what would the time difference be back on Earth due to Jupiter's increased gravity? Thank you.
What do you think? Could you do the time warp if you took a trip to Jupiter? Seeing as I'm heading up for a big birthday, I would be very interested to know
really?
Whether that's true. I am.
What have you got coming up then? Not 50.
Oh, not 50 already. I'm 21 again, Chris, as always. People can guess my age or email their answers to the questions at chris@thenakedscientist.com. You can find us on Facebook, tweet at Naked Scientists, or join in the debate on the forum. That is thenakedscientist.com/forum.
And obviously birthday presents and checks to Kat.
Oh, yeah. All of those.